The Israel Report for the latest news and insights with Anthony Reich.
Anthony, good morning to you.
Chad, Boker Tov. Before we start talking about some of the serious business, I want to just talk about the whole idea of checkout-less supermarkets. Is that a term, checkout-less? In other words, going to a supermarket and not having to do the checkout till. And we know that Amazon have really been at the forefront of this with their stores, particularly in the US, and I think they've got one or two in the UK as well, where you simply go in, you pick up whatever you want from the shelves, and you walk out without the need to go through the checkout. And of course, it's operated by a series of cameras which tracks your every move and charges everything that you've picked up. Israel now also has what they call a shop-and-go grocery store in Tel Aviv. This has been opened up by Shupersal, which is one of the supermarket chains in Israel. And it's along the lines of what you see at the Amazon Go stores as well, except that in Israel's case, it's using an Israeli technology which has been put together by an Israeli startup called Trigo. Trigo already powers a number of stores in Europe, particularly for Aldi, which is a German supermarket chain. Also, they've got some in the Tesco in Europe and a few other stores as well. But for the first time in Israel, Trigo and Shupersal now have a checkout-free grocery supermarket. You essentially go into the store, you pick up whatever you wish, and you walk out without the need to have to go through the checkout till. So this is, I think, the direction of the future. This is the way to go without having to stand in checkout tills. Of course, it's all hugely sophisticated. And the thing that differentiates the Israeli store from the ones that they've been trying out in Europe so far is the number of different items that they've packed into a very, very small area because of the fact that the technology uses cameras. So as a general, these stores are much more spacious to allow the cameras really to track everything that you're doing in the store. In the case of the one in Tel Aviv, there is apparently a much, much higher intensity of items within a small space. And apparently, that's all working pretty well. Not only does it track you picking up things, but indeed, if you put it down again, it tracks you putting it down again to ensure that that doesn't get charged to your bill. So very, very interesting indeed, and I think certainly the way to go.
Technology, I don't know, I've got my doubts because I think it takes away jobs, but it's important to move with the times, as you said. Swiftly moving on to the important news of the day, the Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid has concluded a 24-hour official visit to Germany. What was the purpose of the visit, Anthony?
Well, Yair Lapid seems to have really packed in a lot of activity in a short 24-hour trip to Germany. The main item of the day, we're being told, is to talk to German Chancellor Olaf Scholz about particularly the Iranian nuclear agreement. Let's remember that Germany is also party to this agreement, and there's been a massive diplomatic effort to try to convince all the relevant parties to that agreement from the Israeli perspective that the agreement as it's currently structured is not okay, is not suitable, leaves out too many things, leaves Iran too flexible in terms of what it is able to do in terms of developing nuclear weapons. And the visit by Yair Lapid to Germany yesterday was certainly part of that particular diplomatic effort. In addition to that, we understand that Germany is interested in buying from Israel some Arrows 3 anti-missile systems. These Arrows 3 anti-missile systems are missile systems which intercept ballistic missiles. So in other words, the interception takes place outside of the Earth's atmosphere. And we believe that Germany is feeling a little sensitive right now with regard to the instability on the border with Russia. And as a result of that, it seems as if though Germany is interested in buying these Arrows 3 anti-ballistic missile systems, which Israel already has deployed. And Yair Lapid seems quite enthusiastic about the idea of selling some of these systems to Germany as well. But while Yair Lapid was in Germany, he paid a visit alongside German Chancellor Olaf Scholz to Villa Vanessa, or what's also known as the 1C Villa, which is credited with being the location where the final solution was worked up and announced in 1942, January 1942, by its architect Heydrich, Reinhard Heydrich, who was the senior SS officer credited with overseeing the 1C Villa conference and announcing what was then termed the final solution. The final solution, of course, being the plan to exterminate European Jewry completely. One of the most discriminatory and racist policies ever conjured up on the face of the earth. And yesterday, Yair Lapid was at the Villa Vanessa alongside Chancellor Olaf Scholz for a very, very emotional and moving moment meeting alongside a number of survivors, Holocaust survivors. A delegation of survivors also came along to meet the Prime Minister and the German President at Villa Vanessa. And I would, with your permission, just like to quote a few words from the speech that was made by Yair Lapid yesterday at Villa Vanessa. I hope I'm going to be able to hold it together, because this is very, very emotional for me when reading this and hearing the Israeli Prime Minister talk about this. Because let's remember that Yair Lapid comes from a family of survivors. His grandfather was exterminated in the Shoah. His father was a survivor. And here we have the Israeli Prime Minister coming from a line of survivors of Holocaust, from a father who was a survivor of the Holocaust, meeting the German Chancellor at the place where the final solution was put together. And Prime Minister Yair Lapid said the following. An hour ago, he said, I entered the office of the Chancellor and was greeted by an honor guard of German soldiers who saluted the Jewish state. I thought about the first time my father saw a German soldier. He was almost 13. In March 1944, he was lying in the big bed in his parents' house. His father was next to him because my grandmother was in Budapest. At 5 o'clock in the morning, there was a knock on the door. A German soldier entered. He asked, where is Dr. Lampel, my grandfather? My grandfather got up. My great-grandmother Hermina, who spoke German, approached the soldier, got down on her knees. She was already an old woman, grabbed his boots and pleaded, Bitte, bitte, you have a mother too. The soldier said nothing. My grandfather went and got dressed, took his bag, walked over to my father, lifted the blanket, and my father was crying. He said to him, my son, I will either see you or I won't. He never saw him again. Today, the German Chancellor, the German military, and the German people of Germany came here to the 1C Villa, the place where the bureaucracy of evil was crafted, to honor you and to ask for your forgiveness. We came here to tell them we won. That was the speech yesterday by Yair Lapid at the 1C Villa. Very, very moving indeed.
It is very moving, and as we say, we will never forget. Moving on, there's always seems to be some other evil in the world that's brewing, and we now have conflicting reports coming out concerning the current status of the US return to the Iran nuclear agreement. So let's be very clear. What is the Israeli position on this?
Well, Yair Lapid yesterday said that Israel's position on the Iranian nuclear agreement is not that Israel is opposed in principle to an agreement with Iran, but that Israel is opposed to this agreement with Iran. And the reason that Israel is opposed to this agreement with Iran is because, according to the Israeli position, it leaves out too many things, such as ballistic missiles that could be developed by Iran, which could potentially carry nuclear warheads, as being developed by the Iranian nuclear program. And so this is the reason why Israel is really making this huge push in order to try to convince the countries of the world, and particularly the countries who are signatories to the Iranian nuclear agreement to not agree to whatever it is that Iran is requesting at the moment. And it was interesting because there was a report that came out yesterday suggesting that Israel had succeeded in convincing the US side that by presenting new evidence, apparently, and apparently some of this evidence was also presented in Germany to President, to the German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, but presenting new evidence, which those governments apparently were not familiar with before, intelligence information that Israel has gleaned about the Iranian nuclear program, which Israel claimed was so convincing that the US government's stance on the nuclear agreement was hardened. It almost reminds us of the way in which it was described, the description in our Bible about Pharaoh's heart was hardened when the quest came to him to allow the Jews to leave Egypt. Well, apparently, according to the Israeli side, the US position was hardened with regard to the Iranian nuclear program. Since then, the Americans have denied this, and in fact, they've put out a statement from the U.S. State Department saying that this is not quite the case, and that the U.S. is still quite determined to move forward to conclude the Iranian nuclear agreement. However, there seems to be a lot of conflict about what the current status is. Apparently, Iran is demanding that the United Nations and particularly the International Atomic Energy Agency drop an investigation into traces of uranium that were unexplained and that were found. And apparently Iran is saying, drop this investigation in order for us to agree to this nuclear agreement. So there seem to be a lot of very, very questionable requests that are coming from the Iranian side. To be honest with you, I don't really know where things stand at the moment with regard to this agreement. The US are claiming that they're pushing ahead, that things are moving ahead, that nothing has changed, that US President Joe Biden feels that this is the best way forward in order to try to control Iran's nuclear program. Israel, of course, doesn't agree that this agreement will control the nuclear program. Israel thinks that its diplomatic efforts, particularly with the US, but indeed with the European Union and other countries as well, have succeeded, at least to some degree. There has certainly been something of a step back from the international community on the Iranian nuclear agreement. We thought that they were on the verge of signing it. It hasn't been signed yet. We're not really quite sure what is the current status. But the US administration at least have overnight said they are definitely still determined to move ahead with this. Israel thinks that they've done enough to convince them not to move ahead. Time will tell.
And so before we run out of time, I have a quick question for you, and that relates to Iran announcing that they have now developed drones that can fly into Israeli airspace. Is this just a bluff on their part? Have you heard more about this? Is it just them being provocative?
We do know that Iran has a fairly sophisticated drone program. Whether it has drones that could fly as far as Israel is unproven at the moment, but we do know that Israel has already been involved in intercepting Iranian drones that were supposedly on their way towards Israel, and Israel has been tracking them. This was already a few months ago that Israel intercepted at least one and perhaps a few Iranian drones that were reputed to be flying towards Israel from Iran. So I'm guessing that if that was the case, and if Israel saw fit to want to intercept them before they came near to Israeli airspace, that there may well be some substance to the claim that Iranian drones can reach Israel. But as of now, we haven't actually seen it happen yet. So until we actually see it happen, I guess there will always be a question mark. But I would tend to believe the claim that they can actually send drones as far as Israel.
Anthony, it's been a pleasure chatting to you the last 2 days. Howard will be back in the hot seat tomorrow. Thank you so much for your time the last couple of days.
Nice to chat to you. Thank you very much indeed.
Anthony Reich, our reporter from The Israel Report. The Israel Report, of course, is brought to you with the compliments of Blue Agency Israeli Property Management and Sales. And please support our sponsors, especially these important sponsors of these important inserts. Of course, the Blue Agency has been a supporter of Chai FM for a very long time now, and we do appreciate their ongoing support.